Your station, KBMY, in Billings. The curtain goes up on a carnival of specially priced coats, suits, dresses, shoes, and blouses as Bernard's of Billings presents its first annual Spring Jubilee Week starting tomorrow morning at 9:15. A full and beautiful selection of 100% all-wool new spring coats and suits, valued from $39.95 to $89.90, specially priced this week at $25, $35, $45, $55, and $65 in sizes 9 to 15, 8 to 20, 16.5 to 24.5 in black, navy, brown, and gay colors. Attend Bernard's during their week of dazzling prices. The doors open at 9:15 tomorrow morning. The following program is transcribed.
Lou White at the organ, Waldo Mayo violinist, and Theodore Cella, harpist, join forces in bringing us a medley of nursery rhymes in music. Among them, we hear Mary Had a Little Lamb, London Bridge, Pop Goes the Weasel, Where Oh Where Is My Little Dog Gone, and I Love Coffee, I Love Tea. As Lou White's fingers move over the multiple keyboards of the great console in the Paramount Organ Studios, he is joined by Waldo Mayo and Theodore Cella in the lovely melody by Rubinstein, Romance.
Thank you.
The great Hungarian composer Franz Liszt is represented on our program as Lew White, Waldo Mayo, and Theodore Cella play De Lorelei. Franz Leha wrote many beautiful melodies for The Merry Widow, but perhaps the most popular of all of these is the lovely Villa.
This music was transcribed. Your station, KBMY, in Billings. Tomorrow morning at 9:15, the doors swing open on Bernard's first annual Spring Jubilee Week. Specially priced for this week, 100% all-wool new spring coats and suits in black, navy, brown, and colors. A galaxy of suits, coats, dresses, shoes, and blouses, specially priced so you may add to your spring and summer wardrobe. Attend Bernard's Spring Jubilee of Prices, which starts tomorrow morning at 9:15 and continues throughout the week. KBMY will present the latest account of the condition of Kathy Fiscus from San Marino, California, at 10:45 this morning. We'll have all the latest details for you at that time. And now the Billings Public Library brings you another in a series of programs transcribed for the interest of the people of Billings. The discussion today will be given by Mrs. Catherine Savoy. Mrs. Savoy.
Today being Palm Sunday, I thought it might be appropriate to talk about something a little more serious than peasant painting or ballads. This week we are beginning one of the most serious weeks of the year. This week marks for Christianity the preparation for its greatest celebration, Easter. Because it is the week of Good Friday, I think it only natural that we should talk about books on religion and philosophy. You will want your reading this week to be just a little different from that of the rest of the year. When you come into the Billings Public Library to get your weekly quota of books, why not pick up at least one of them from the shelves devoted to religion, the church, philosophy, and theology? A great many people shy away from these books for any number of reasons. Some say they can't understand them. Others say they haven't time to read them. Still others, that books of that sort aren't interesting. Well, I'm here to show you differently. I have picked two authors to talk about this morning from the dozens of equally famous ones in their field. I picked these two because I knew that their writings would mean something to each of you, regardless of what faith you profess. One of them is a Mary Knoll missionary, the other a fellow and tutor of Magdalen College, Oxford, a layman well known in England for his radio broadcasts. I have picked these two because I consider them two people who have a fundamental understanding of the real meaning of Christianity. I have picked them because their books are interesting, actually fun to read, and because Christianity for them means something more than a Sunday sort of thing. It is their way of life. The book that will show you most what I mean is Father James Keller's You Can Change the World. Father Keller is a Mary Knoll who conceived the idea behind the organization known as the Christophers. The Christophers are a huge host of people of all faiths who have decided that they are going to use the principles of Christianity to make this world a more decent place to live. You Can Change the World is actually the motto of these hundreds of wide-awake people, and they have already proved that it is possible. This book is the handbook of the Christophers, who have taken it upon themselves to be Christ-bearers, just as their namesake, St. Christopher, was. Take a look at one of the opening paragraphs of the book, and you will see what their conviction means to them. This is what it says. The Christopher goes into the marketplace, into a job of his or her own choosing, without fanfare or flag-waving, without doing anything sensational. His or her simple task is to insist on truth, where others are intent on furthering falsehood, to establish order, where others are spreading confusion. Where there is hate, he tries to bring in love. Where there is darkness, he carries light. Always striving to implant more firmly the fundamentals which others are trying to uproot, the Christopher emphasizes the normal rather than the abnormal. Nothing remarkable may be ever required beyond a generous...